section86.com. We're changing the world of podcasting one show at a time.
86 Productions.
To the Kewaunee Sports League, podcast number 90, season 13, episode 2. I am your host, Andrew Hughes, and I'm joined by two special guests. We have the 2006-2011 KSL champion, Mr. Amazing, and the 2002 champion, Mr. Brian Chateet. Let's get the results of week number 1 for KSL. Aaron over Kevin, Tybo over Andy, Brian over Snyder, Nanigay over Oberg, Pate over Doug, Eric over Palmer. Brian, what is the game of the week?
I have to say the game of the week is Tybo over Andy. Wow, what a nail biter.
Aaron? Awesome.
Aaron? Easily the game of the week.
0.71. Can I get the stat correction?
When you're watching the game and you go, well, obviously he's going to get a tackle or an assist.
Or a pass deflection.
All he needed was an assist. That's all he needed.
Yeah, I lost by 0.71. I'm still waiting for stat corrections. I'm hoping for stat corrections. Let's just leave it at that. Because that was the game of the week, but I need a stat correction. Like, I don't know, someone needs a hand jibber or something like that. But yeah.
It would be tonight if it happens.
I really hope it happens. That would be awesome. So what is the Topol game of the week, Aaron?
What I said last week, Brian over Snyder.
No. No, no. Yeah, it looked like it was going to be Snyder, but my toilet bowl game of the week is going to be the lowest scoring team, which was Oberg. So his opponent and him were the toilet bowl game of the week.
You know what I'm going to say, and this is going to be my also password is tacoed. Password taco is tied, but the toilet bowl game of the week is actually going to go to Doug versus Dave. Reason being is that they were projected to score well over what they did, and they got under it. Doug didn't even hit 200, and Dave was only 33 over 200. So, and I'm going to say Passwords Taco is going to go to actually Doug and myself, dual champions this week. Brian, what are your thoughts?
Oh, what was the question? I got sidetracked.
Who is Password is Taco?
Who got screwed over?
Oh, yeah, you, Andy, for picking shitty players.
Pretty much, yeah.
One person. That's all I needed. No Sean Moreno, should have played him, didn't.
Well, I wouldn't have played No Sean either.
Neither would I.
Yeah.
Oh, well. So, Aaron, Pastor's Taco.
Yeah, you, Andy.
Let's move on to week number 2 so I can hopefully get, 500 at least. So we have Nanigay taking on Palmer, Aaron taking on Brian, Snyder taking on Hoofter, Tybo taking on Doug, Andy, myself taking on Dave Pate, and Kevin Smith versus Johnny Oberg. Brian, what do you think will be the game of the week here?
Looking at projections, if I do it off that, well, I'm going to say mine and Aaron's game's game of the week because we're both 1-0. Going against each other. But looking at projections, it's going to be your game again, Andy, against Pate, because it's the closest.
Yeah, unfortunately. Aaron, what is your game of the week?
So this is insanely surprising. When you look at the matchups, there's only one matchup where it's 1-0 against 1-0. And we haven't had something like that, I don't know, like ever. I mean, that's like kind of crazy to think about because it's a bunch of 0-1s versus 1-0s and 0-1s versus 0-1. So, you know, I mean, in the case of Kevin and Oberg, one of them's going to get a win.
More tie. Them,
so, but it's easily myself and Brian, two 1-0 teams. Whoever wins this will probably be in control of their division. So that's easily game of the week.
Now, that's the weird part because I don't know of any time where we actually had a chance where pretty much everyone could be 500 and one person can be 1,000. This could be this could be a big deal. This week is huge for everyone, especially for Brian, because Brian, when was the last time that he started off 1-0?
Well, Andy, I went ahead and crunched the numbers.
Oh, thank you.
It was it was 3 years ago when he started off 1-0. And prior to that, it was 2008. So he's won the first week two times in 7 years.
Congratulations, Brian. Excellent.
And I've missed the playoffs five times.
Mm-hmm.
In 7 years.
We all know the reason why. It's ever since Obama came into office, you just don't want to make the playoffs. That's the real reason, right? So I'm going to say the game of the week, I will say it's actually you. It's a tie between you two and myself and Dave. So it's going to be interesting. So, Aaron, what do you think is going to be the Toe Bowl game?
Let's see here. I'm going to say probably Joe and Hoof's game.
I will agree on that. Just because the projections, they're one of the lowest scoring ones. You know, you could actually make an argument for Ty and Doug because they their projection actually. You know what? I'm going to say mine. I'm going to change it. I'm going to say it's going to be Ty versus Doug. That's going to be the total game of the week. So, Brian, what are your thoughts?
Until they can prove otherwise, it's always going to be Oberg.
Whoever Oberg's playing. So it's Kevin and Oberg. So the total game. All right. So who the person who's most likely to get passworded is Tacoed. Ooh, this is a toughie. I would have to say Kevin. Kevin has a chance of being password to stock code. What are your thoughts, Brian?
I'm going to say Aaron.
Oh, you think that you're going to win?
Yeah. I mean, I've looked at the projections on our list of what we've got for starting rosters so far. And we're evened all the way through the defensive players. And then on the defensive side, his projections are way higher than mine. So it will be.
All right. Aaron, what's that?
Oh, nothing.
Okay. Aaron, what are your thoughts?
Well, obviously I'm going to win, so I'm not going to get password to this taco. I would say, Andy, I think that you have a very interesting assertion there with Kevin getting password at his taco. I think it'd be hilarious to have Oberg win and to see Kevin start off 0-2. I would laugh my ass off. But I'm going to say, Andy, I actually think Dave Pate has a chance to get password at his taco because you're only underprojected by 7 points.
7.05, to be exact.
So you have a good chance of beating him. And if you beat him, Andy, then, you know, you are able to make up some ground. You'll be 1-1. Doug will probably win. So everyone in your division will be 1-1, which means that it'd be an even playing ground. So I'm going to say you, Andy.
All right.
That CJ Spiller is still a gamble, but you're going to keep playing him.
I know. That's a toughie. But, you know, I can't remember who they're going up against. Let me check.
Miami.
Yeah, see, that's a thing. They could be – that's going to be a toughie. That's going to be a real toughie. You know, I also want Roddy to tear it up, but you never know.
Surprised you don't use Edelman.
Well, I had him in there, but it's going to be him or Spiller is going to be my flex. But you know what the thing that really pisses me off is that if Colston didn't fucking fumble, I would have won. Instead, that cocksucker decided to fumble, lose me 4 points, and I lose by 0.71. It's bullshit. Anyways.
All I'm hearing from you right now is bitch.
Yeah. Anyway, so do you agree with the current day projections right now? Do you think that they're accurate, Aaron?
Not 100% accurate, but I think that they are pretty accurate. They have Kevin going 12-1 because obviously I beat him. I don't think he's going to go that well. I don't think that Kevin is going to go to. I think Kevin's closer to 8-5, to be honest. They also have... let's see here. Andy, I think you're going to make the playoffs. They have you at 5-8 and missing the playoffs. I think you'll make it. I also think that Brian's team won't go 5-8. I think that they'll go probably closer to 6-7 or 7-6.
I wish I could bottle this smell up just to send to you guys. So, Brian, what are your thoughts?
So, Kevin's going to win 12 consecutive games?
Yeah, that's nice. What they're saying.
And then lose first round?
Nice. Somebody's got to pick up my slack.
So Aaron, do you think that Brian is going to make the playoffs this year?
I do. I think that Brian, I was saying earlier that he only has to win 5 more games and then he's in, right?
Yes. Yeah, and there's 7, 12
to go.
6-7 will do it. 7-6 will almost guarantee you that you're in the playoffs. Brian,
I went 6-7 last year and didn't make it.
Right. So that's why I said 7-6 will guarantee it. 6-7, maybe. But I think you didn't get in because of points.
That was it, yeah.
It was
two points.
Yeah, it was something ridiculous. You're just like, what? That's why you didn't get in? So, unfortunately, that's what happens. But, yeah, you know, I'm going to say Brian does make it this year. And I'm going to go out on a limb and say that Johnny makes it, too.
Whoa, you're going on a skinny limb.
Yes, I am. So since I picked Chicago and, of course, they lost, and Philly at one point was down 17-0, and everyone who picked Philly did make it. So, Aaron, who is your lock for week number two?
Ooh, that's tough. Let me go to it real quick. Pull it up. Green Bay is, of course, the one that's being picked the most right now. But I pick New Orleans. I believe that they're the lock of the week.
All right, Brian, who's the lock of the week?
I went with Green Bay because there's no hell in way they're losing two in a row.
All right. And I am going to go with Chicago because there's no way. Oh, wait, they will lose two in a row. I'm just going to pick Chicago as an upset against San Francisco.
Now, so, Andy, real quick. So you're still in survival, right?
No, I'm not.
Oh, wait. So hold on. So you lost survival. You lost in the regular league and you lost in Pick'ems this week?
In every other league I won except this one. Except this league. I did not win in the league that I care the most about. The rest of the leagues I don't give a crap about. Screw those leagues. This is the league that I want to win. I will win this league at some point. I'm the commissioner, man. You gotta win.
Andy, you're gonna win this league when like everybody else quits and it's like a four-man league. And then probably 4 years down the road, you'll finally win.
I'll finally win then. That's all that matters. 8-man, 4-man, 1-man. It doesn't matter. I just need to win.
What it'll be is your own creative league, and you'll just have a bunch of bots.
Exactly. You manage the team. And I'll make sure they'll pick all the backups, and I'll have all the starters. So that, like the top 25 guys that you can pick, I'll have all 25, and they'll have the scrubs. They'll have the guys that are like rated 200 and up or down, I should say. So,
oh my God, who named their team Ray Rice Marriage Counselor?
Oh my God, what?
Who is that? Oh, that's Travis. Oh boy.
Oh, in the Elite League?
No, in Pick'ems.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, he, by the way, he called me. Is he, is his number being with 88 something?
867, yes.
I'll ask you offline. I'm not going to put it on here. So do we want to talk about Ray Rice at all?
Brian.
He's the hit of the league.
I think the NFL just is messing it up way worse. Because I just read something today that they did receive that video and then didn't do anything with it.
So let me
get the only reason. Oh, go ahead.
I was going to say, so basically you are allowed to beat your wife or your fiance at that time. Beat her up, almost, you know, could have killed her. And if you have performance-enhancing drugs, it's an automatic four-game suspension. But if you beat up your wife, it's 2 games. But if you get a DUI, it's 4. And if you smoke marijuana, it's 4. Something's up.
They had suspended him, which he should have been suspended. 2 games wasn't enough. He should have been let go from Baltimore immediately. Shouldn't have waited anyways. He should probably... But the league is just messing it up. Now the front office is horrible, in my opinion, with it. Because they're just changing rules as they go now.
Yeah, and Goodell's taking a lot of slack for this. So I hope that see, the other thing also is that there's no news. That's the problem. If there was something else that happened, this story would have blown over. I believe that. But realistically, there's nothing going on. I mean, you have what? Kate Middleton's pregnant. Well, that's fine. That's great. She's having a kid. So Ray Rice beat up his wife, and the NFL knew about
it. That's old. And that's 6 months old now. Well, what do they think happened in the elevator? He beat the shit out of her.
Well, yeah. I mean, if he goes in the elevator, and then he drags her out. You know, like, if he hit her and then was like, oh, my gosh, and picked her up right away and says, are you all right? Are you right? He hit her and then stood there.
Well, let me ask you this much. So I think the biggest outrage really, it's not – I mean, they understood that he hit her. We didn't have the video evidence available to the public. So let me ask you this, Brian. If Goodell said, we don't tolerate that, you're suspended for 6 games back in, you know, April when or whenever, what do you think the outcome would be currently? Do you think that there still would be outrage over it? Do you think that he would have been released or banned from the NFL? Or do you think six games would have, you know, kind of sufficed?
I think six or eight games is good, but they need to stick with it and then, you know, make some kind of counseling available, you know, enforce that. He has to go through that. It's obviously that if he could do it again, he did it before now. So,
yeah, it's a weird situation. You know, no matter how you look at it, it's just messed up and weird. But
yeah. I truly think, though, that the two games is what really put people off about this, because I think that you hear it's like two games, like that's nothing, you know. But if you had six games or even eight games, let's say eight games is literally half the season. So it's saying that if you strike your wife, then you know what? You're not playing for eight games. And that's setting a precedent, and that's letting everybody know. And I think that if that happened, then when the video was released, I think people would have said, well, maybe he shouldn't even be in the NFL, but they wouldn't be asking for Roger Goodell to step down. They wouldn't say that he needs to be, you know, this is going to, you know, blow up in his face. I truly believe that if the punishment was a little bit stiffer, that Ray Rice still would actually even be in the NFL. And I think I think the NFL really dropped the ball. So I really agree with Brian on that.
I think the league had every right to suspend him. The league had every right to suspend him. You know, I would like eight games, but Baltimore, you know, should go even further. You know, maybe even release them from their team.
I thought beforehand. That it was, and the thing is, I like how she came out and said that they're blowing it out of proportion. She's saying that because he was her golden ticket, and now they had all this money and they had a nice house and nice cars. Now all that stuff's going to be gone because he can't play and he can't make money. So he's pretty much done.
He can do other things, and I mean
CFL, Arena Football League.
But his NFL career is pretty much done.
Yeah, he's a running back. So
what about
when she hit 30?
We let Michael Vick come back though.
He's a quarter.
Yeah, but he's a unique talent that they were probably okay with, and yeah, I mean he killed dogs, you know, but. He went to jail, and so he did his time, whereas Ray Rice is really kind of getting off. He had no charges pressed against him, and everything's going to be okay from a societal standpoint. You know, he's not going to have anything on his record, except, you know, society at large is really going to look down upon him.
You know, no matter how we look at it, it's a messed up situation, and I just hope that, you know, people learn from this, and the NFL learns from this as well, because... There had to have been cameras in there, and they should have known about it. But and if they did and they looked the other way, that's something really bad. But, oh, well, you know, you don't want to, you know, he is a hit, as we know. He can really hit things. But, yeah, I think.
Andy, come on. You can come up with way better puns than that.
Yeah, but I think he was already on his way out anyways, because I don't think he was doing as well as he used to. That's the big thing.
And Dave and Pate drafted him in the sixth round. Also, I want to point that out.
Ah, poor Dave for picking him up. Now, should he cost, you know, should Dave take a hit on 10 drops for that?
Sure. I'm okay with that.
I can add 10 to his. No, I won't do that. Even though it would be funny because he dropped Ray Rice. If you drop Ray Rice, you lose 10.
No. I also don't have the most moves going forward right now.
Oh, you don't? Who does?
I only have Doug has 8.
Ooh, that's a lot for Doug. Usually he doesn't do that.
I have 5.
Oh, dang.
And that's second.
8. Yeah, but you like to tinker stinker. Of course, you were the one who let me know, hey, I need to change the ad drops.
I know.
You had to make sure
once
that.
Aaron mentioned that. Once Aaron said that, I was like, oh, shit, I'm going to go in there with my team and start adding and dropping people.
All right, who does better this year, Oberg or Joe?
Just like the current projection said, tie.
You know, if I will actually say Joe in this case. I think because Joe has enough smarts about it, and he only needs one laptop to draft. I believe that he'll pick a couple guys up that we didn't forgot about, and he'll be higher on the waiver wire and he'll get them. So we'll see. I mean, I think it'll be really interesting to see what happens here.
I think Joe, but only because Oberg's in the toughest league or in the toughest division.
He's in the weakest division. They're all weak bottoms.
Hey, Andy, did you see the points for the top three people? Did you see what it was?
You mean the top one?
Okay, so who scored the most points this week, Andy?
You did.
Oh,
then,
I did?
Then Dave.
Okay.
Then Eric. Hoofter.
Brian was up there, too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
followed by Kevin. If I would have played 1, 2, 3, 4 other people, I would have won.
Who has the most points against, but still won? That's me. All I'm saying, Andy, is I'm in the toughest division by far.
You keep saying that, but it's not. You have Kevin. You have Johnny.
I'm sorry. Who won the league last year, Andy?
Kevin barely won. He won by the tip.
Just the tip.
Just the tip. Just to see how it feels. Kind
when
of
are
balls.
We ending the show, by the way?
First off, I want to thank Brian for coming on the show. I want to thank Aaron for coming on the show. And I want to thank...
Hey, Andy.
I want to thank Section 86 and 86 Productions
Andy,
for hosting the podcast. What?
How are you doing?
Good. So 86 Productions, Section 86, good plug for them. The guy who runs that is fucking awesome. And I want to thank Brian for coming on the show. I want to thank Aaron for coming on the show. And myself, of course, for coming on the show. And until next time, we'll see you on the gridiron.
Why would you thank yourself for coming on your own show?
I don't, because I'm a hit. Just ask Ray's wife. Slap. What does five fingers say to the face? Slap.
Wow.
Just wow.
Just wow.